Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday afternoon, July 18th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Machu Picchu es la única maravilla del mundo en contar con certificación carbono neutral. Hoy 27 de junio, en el contexto del 17º aniversario de su elección como una de las siete maravillas del mundo moderno, el Santuario Histórico de Machu Picchu, en la región del Cusco, ha recibido nuevamente el certificado como destino carbono neutral. Este logro coloca al Perú a la vanguardia de la sostenibilidad ambiental y los esfuerzos para combatir los efectos del cambio climático. La certificación fue otorgada por Green Initiative, reconociendo el compromiso del sector público y privado, incluyendo a Grupo AGE, Incaterra y Tetra Pak, entre otros. Para lograr este reconocimiento, Machu Picchu ha adoptado medidas efectivas para reducir su huella de carbono y compensar las emisiones remanentes, promoviendo prácticas sustentables, como el manejo de residuos sólidos y una economía circular.
Perú sede de APEC 2024, construyendo liderazgo en la región Asia-Pacífico. Perú será sede del Foro de Cooperación Económica Asia-Pacífico, APEC, por tercera vez en noviembre, posicionándose como un aliado clave en el crecimiento económico global sostenible. Con infraestructura como el puerto multipropósito de Chancay y el nuevo aeropuerto internacional, Perú se convertirá en un centro comercial regional y global. El país ofrece oportunidades de inversión en energía renovable, agroindustria, manufactura, turismo y alta tecnología. Con una economía diversificada y un auge en innovación, Perú está listo para albergar más de 160 reuniones en APEC 2024. Asia-Pacífico representó el 67% del comercio exterior del Perú en 2023, con exportaciones valoradas en 44.089 millones. APEC 2024 será un hito en las relaciones internacionales del país, consolidando su liderazgo en la región como socio comercial clave, comprometido con prácticas sustentables y responsables. American Century Investments celebrates big wins at the 35th Annual American Century Championship held in South Lake Tahoe. American Century Investments celebrated big wins at the 35th Annual American Century Championship in South Lake Tahoe. The event saw record attendance, celebrity and professional athlete involvement, and successful philanthropy efforts. Tennis star Marty Fish claimed his second celebrity golf title with 83 points. The tournament featured global stars like Travis Kelce, Alex Rodriguez, and Taylor Swift fans supporting the Kelce brothers. The annual American Century Fantasy Golf Contest saw a 20% increase in participation, with winners receiving trips and charity donations. The Beat the Bot charity challenge raised nearly $25,000 for medical research. The tournament also included the Cardigan Classic and a $1 million hole-in-one challenge. American Century Investments, the title sponsor, looks forward to continuing its role for the next 5 years.
Debbie Durkin's Ecolux Pre-ESPYs Sports Lounge, a celebration of fitness and philanthropy. Debbie Durkin's Ecolux Pre-ESPYs Sports Lounge brought together professional athletes, Olympians, and celebrities in Beverly Hills for a purposeful event celebrating fitness and philanthropy. Notable attendees like Marcellus Wiley and Greg Louganis enjoyed offerings from brands like Xenoverse Wellness, Faya Athletics, and Dad Bod Bootcamp. The event showcased sustainable products, modern art by Gabe Galt, and cruelty-free cosmetics from Natasha Moore. Marley's Mutt's Dog Rescue Ranch was highlighted, emphasizing the importance of the human-animal bond. Even absent brands were recognized in the celebrity gift bag, featuring skincare from Reveal You and a gift card from Etitude. This event was a blend of luxury, fitness, and giving back, showcasing the power of collective action for a cause.
Rose Elder Law announces estate planning seminar in Wilsonville on July 29th. Rose Elder Law is hosting an estate planning seminar in Wilsonville, Oregon on July 29th at 10:30 a.m. The seminar, presented by Oregon attorney Michael Rose, will cover important topics such as using a trust to protect your family, avoiding probate, reducing estate taxes, and safeguarding assets for long-term care. Michael Rose emphasizes the importance of estate planning for everyone, regardless of age or wealth. To RSVP, call 503-682-3727 or visit the Rose Elder Law website. Rose Elder Law is a trusted elder law firm in Lake Oswego, Oregon, offering legal services in estate planning, Medicaid qualification, and probate and trust administration.
Puerto Rico's day at the ballpark. Texas Rangers, Globe Life Field, Friday, July 19th, 2024. Puerto Rico's Day at the Ballpark, sponsored by the Puerto Rico Convention District Authority, will take place at Globe Life Field on July 19, 2024. The event will honor former Texas Rangers pitcher Jose Guzman and celebrate Puerto Rico's rich baseball history dating back 125 years. In past seasons, the event has recognized notable Puerto Rican players like Roberto Clemente and Ivan Rodriguez. This year, Puerto Rico's Day at the Ballpark will also be hosted in Tampa and Minnesota. The event highlights the significant contributions Puerto Rican players have made to Major League Baseball, showcasing their talent and sportsmanship. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.